Welcome to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I am thrilled to invite you on a transformative journey into the world of functional health and quantum wellness. This podcast is designed to inspire, empower, and guide you as we explore how to achieve optimal health, not just through physical healing, but by aligning with the deepest and most resonant aspects of your being. In each episode, we dive into cutting-edge science, ancient wisdom, and practical tools to unlock the root causes of your health concerns, transforming them into opportunities for growth, resilience, and abundant wellness. You'll discover insights from quantum medicine, neuroscience, bioenergetics, and more, all crafted to help you live a life that resonates with your highest potential. Join me as we unpack powerful strategies for optimizing your body, mind, and soul, and offer actionable steps to bring greater balance, joy, and vitality into your everyday life. Whether you're seeking to understand the connection between your health and your purpose, or you're ready to experience profound shifts in your well-being, the Resonant Life Podcast is your space to connect, heal, and thrive. Let's embark on this journey of health and resonance together. I'm joined today by Chris Buchanan, our functional medicine health coach at Resonance Wellness. And today we are going to be discussing many different opportunities for people to feel how they're able to have upgraded health that impacts not just their own lives, but that of those around them, their families' lives, their children, if they are parents. It can have so much impact on so many around them just when they feel healthier. So let's dive right in. Chris, we were chatting the other day about a few different ways that people have noticed huge wins whenever they are investing in their own health and whenever they are seeing how the ripple effect impacts others around them. And so let's go ahead and go into that a little bit more for our listeners about just the ways that they're able to have more of a return on their investment rather than it just being in their own lives.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the idea that it ripples out is exactly what we were talking about before, where people sometimes get this hesitation, or they have this trepidation that, oh, I'm being very selfish. I'm investing in myself, and you know, my spouse could use it, my kids could use the help. Like, maybe I should put all of them first before me. And there's definitely a balance to that. I'm not saying go black or white on that idea, but at the same time, without a doubt, 100% of the time when someone's doing some work, whether it's emotional regulation, whether it's just feeling better, whether it's clearing their focus so that they can be more present or just have a little bit more energy or a little more structure to their life, it ripples out to everyone, not only in their family, not only, you know, their parents, their siblings, their children, but everyone you interact with throughout the day. Like, that was explained to me a long time ago when I was struggling myself to invest in reclaiming my health. And I was thinking it was so selfish. It's just for me. But it's for the barista at the coffee shop you meet, and you actually smile because you're having a decent day. And I wasn't having very decent days. And so people I was interacting with at work, coworkers, like, the interactions weren't great when I wasn't feeling well. It's so tough to show up and just translate some of that, whether it's neutral or positive energy, to other people if you don't have any to give.
Yes. Wow. That's beautiful. It does. It impacts the way that you are expressing yourself and the way that you're feeling and the way that others are perceiving you. And I think it also leads to inspiration for so many others around you. Like, I think about the way that children are watching their parents and watching how they are going about their lives. They're watching what supplements they're taking. They're watching what foods they put into their body. And they're watching how they handle health concerns or how they prevent health concerns by just always investing in them being the best version of themselves. And they will grow up doing the same thing. They are like sponges, and they take in so much. And it's so beautiful to know that that can be a very positive impact to their future and to the grandchildren's future too. It's just continuation of it.
Yeah, it reminds me of the concept of, if you want your kids to be readers, the goal is not to buy them a bunch of books. It's for them to see you reading. Like, that's how it works. They learn by watching. And if they have a bookshelf full of these books and you're saying, you know, read more, it's good for you, but they don't see you crack open, you know, as much as a magazine, they're going to think, hey, this person I look up to that I'm learning from, they don't even do it. Why would I do it? So they must not enjoy it. It must not, you know, have a positive impact on their life. So again, these are big concepts, but it's absolutely how it's working even from little kids.
Yes.
So
yes,
apply that to help. I mean, think about it in the same light. Your kids see you taking, you know, getting some movement in, whether it's exercise or just simply movement, or whether it is reading, or whether it's downtime or actually relaxing instead of trying to project this, I'm a go-getter. Like, we always succeed. We make the most of every day. They're learning by watching too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. And it's so nice to have everyone in the family involved in any health plan, because, you know, whenever it's more of like a wellness journey that we join in life, rather than just this one health plan that's for this designated amount of time until, you know, maybe health concerns are resolved or until one starts feeling better to where they can check this off their list. It's like the wellness journey of just adopting that lifestyle that's always feeding and fueling into that wellness state is a beautiful thing whenever you have the camaraderie and accountability of the other family members on it. So if your spouse is involved in the same health journey and they understand the impact that comes from taking certain supplements or eating a certain way, and, you know, there are certain flexibilities for cheat meals, but it's intentionally created and intentionally, like, they're able to have a choice in it. And then they're able to have the children involved so that, you know, kids are able to start appreciating how different they feel whenever they do certain things like movements where they eat a certain way and they can feel the difference whenever they don't.
That's yes. Nice. Yeah. Agreed. And the word accountability is really big on my side, being a health coach, but at the same time, motivation, like finding these not only extrinsic, external to us, but intrinsic, like very meaningful, deep purposes for getting better. Mm-hmm. And being motivated and held accountable by those around you. Yes. And it doesn't mean you have to move the needle. It doesn't mean you have to get better in a week, but going through the motions where other people see you trying and you feel motivated, not only to feel better, but to show up better for them. It's incredibly motivating. That's the type of motivation that'll take you through a tough day, week, or month. Mm-hmm. Willpower is pretty finite at the end of the day. Right. So having that deep motivation, if it's other people, I mean, now it's adding to your purpose. It's giving you some more meaning, and, you know, people can have different concepts of that, and that's fine. But find some deep motivation to why you're doing these inconvenient habits, or, you know, trying this new route, you know, to try to get different results. So yeah, accountability and motivation on how you show up for others, kids, friends, coworkers, even interacting with your boss, your own parents. Like, it's a big factor. It's a big factor.
Yes, it is. That's beautiful, that the reason why, the intention of why, and the purpose. There are so many people that I feel like they go throughout their lives and they're just kind of floating along with the wind and just going throughout the motions, maybe just get into the routine. But if they really focus that intention back on what is their purpose in life, like what is their drive, what's their motivating factor, many times when people become parents, then oftentimes it's their children. It's like taking them on those adventures and not being limited by health concerns or being able to just like go and see and do and experience. And that's a very important purpose and why. And if they haven't nailed in what it is that's their why, then that's a very big question that I think every wellness journey needs to have as like a foundation. Is what is that motivating drive factor for you so that you make the choices with this force field behind you rather than just because you have to or because you're trying to force yourself to do something just because you feel like it's the right thing to do or whatever. It's like extrinsic versus that very deep intrinsic purpose.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I know that many of our clients, as they've worked with you, you help them find that. It's amazing because you guide them with questions that are so intentional that it makes them pause in their life enough to go ahead and address that. And it's amazing because many have shared that you were the reason, your questions were the reason why they created big life changes, like big upgrades in their life and in their family's lives, just because you helped them to get back to that core purpose, that core reason. So I really love that. That's what's so profound about it is health coaching is not just
to motivate and provide the accountability and the support and guidance and things like that. It's also to just help them to listen to that deeper intention, that deeper knowing, that inner truth.
Exactly. It's just, and it's answers they already have. It's just giving them the questions so they can hear their own answer sometimes. It really is teaching them how to fish on subjects as simple as, why am I doing this? Like, what difference is this going to make in my life? Like, what is going to get me through hard days? It's fine to have, you know, result-based finish lines and this and that. You know, I want to look like this. I want to feel like this. I want to accomplish this. That's great. Let's go for it. But in the process, what is pushing us from behind? So like, there's a push-pull, right? Like, you're going towards that goal. That's great. But what is the actual motivation pushing you along the way? So when you get those set up as almost bookends on your journey or on your path or whatever your aspiration is, that's where things get really, really interesting. And people feel they can dig a little bit deeper. I'm not saying push through misery. I'm saying just know why we're doing it, and then we can apply it to anything.
Yes, absolutely. And I do know that neurologically, like, the state that we are feeling, like how we're feeling, if we're able to focus, if we're able to concentrate, if we feel good, if our neurotransmitters are all being produced in the right levels, that can have impact on how we wake up each day and how we're feeling about everything around us, how our perspective is. And that's one of the things that it starts happening whenever there's a very structured type of health plan guiding someone towards optimizing their perception in life, or just the way that they're able to be in life, their experience of life is able to be upgraded. And that's one thing that we see is, like, the huge wins out towards those checkpoints start happening when someone feels just a little bit better, that now the perspective changes. It's like the veil starts lifting, that fog starts lifting, and they're able to see the light start shining in. And that's whenever it's like they're able to continue making those choices from a very intentional way and very empowered way.
Yeah, I agree. It's and like you said, the word experience, it's just a different experience. The mindset you have. Some people go to the gym to punish themselves for what they did or ate. Some people go to the gym to celebrate what their body can do. Some people use both, which is fine. It's a double-edged sword, but I assure you the experience of going to the gym to celebrate what you can do and see what you're capable of is a much different experience, you know, internally and externally than the other one. So it's the same action. It's just done in a different light. So yeah, tying this stuff to deep motivators, It's all reward, no risk, really. Yes. It's just adding rocket fuel to the same plan you were going about.
I love that. That was a good perspective. Like, they go to the gym to celebrate what their bodies can do. I think that's also something that is very profound whenever we're in health journeys and we start getting these wins, is like that deep love and respect for our bodies and how capable our bodies are. Sometimes we don't truly appreciate how incredible this, like, mechanism of a system is and how it can work together to go towards optimal health or shift towards this optimal wellness. And we don't realize it until we've lost health or until we're back to chasing health because we have all these health symptoms that are bogging us down or holding us back. And then getting to see those wins and starting to appreciate and honor and respect our bodies for what they're capable of. I think that is so important, that gratitude is, like, cultivated. And, you know, maybe it is a health concern. That's the first time that you truly honor and respect your body for what it can do and what it needs to function optimally. So, like, what are the fuel sources that you choose to put in because you have such an honor and respect for your body and you know what your system is going to do best with? It's important.
Yeah. So, can we tie this to services or ideas or knowledge or information that we are offering? Because I think in theory, this probably sounds really good and makes sense on a broad scale. But at the same time, I'm sure there are at least some people thinking, okay, that sounds great. That sounds very lovely. How do I go about this?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That's one of the reasons why we've developed here at Resonance Wellness the Transcend program, which is the opportunity for a very structured and systematic format for a health plan. And it's done in a 6-month structure so that it gives the body the opportunity to really just remodel and catch up and restructure itself. So it's clearing out the toxins. It's starting to put in the new resources, the new fuel sources, those building blocks that now the body can use. We're clearing and exchanging out the receptor sites so that the cells are able to actually listen to the information coming in. It's amazing because if we do it in the right structure, in the right format, then we're able to get tried and true results because we know there are foundational root causes to every health concern out there. And those foundational root causes are toxins blocking receptor sites now affecting cellular health or cellular function due to an issue with the way that the cells are able to receive the information. So we get down to the foundation, make it simplified, and just say we go through detoxing and clearing environmental toxins, biotoxins, and optimizing the mitochondria, optimizing the way that the energy within the cells are able to function. And then the cells can do their jobs. The organ systems are able to turn back on. We're now getting the hormones back into the right levels, and the neurotransmitters are able to correct themselves. And it's that systematic structure that provides the body with exactly what it needs to get back to optimal health. And I think the most important aspect of it is that community and that camaraderie and that accountability and support. And that's what we offer with the health coaching and the functional medicine guidance to make sure that we're able to tweak it and tailor it and create a very specific plan for each individual that's going through it.
Yeah. And a metaphor for explaining this would be, if someone wants to be good at basketball, they just want to be better at basketball. That's fine. But it might behoove you, it might be beneficial if you watch some, if you get some more information of the foundationals of basketball, or, you know, some assessment of where you are in each skill, even though you just want to be better at one. They all play together. So getting information on health wholesale across the board and not just one targeted area is an absolute investment in your knowledge. And then again, when you know better, you have the opportunity to do better, but you have to know better first before you can apply it. So yeah, learning about this stuff across the board in some format, whether it's this program or anything else you're doing, is so important.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And that Transcend program, that's what's amazing, is it is teaching each individual and it's tailored for each individual that's in the program, and it can have impact on the entire family, because as you're going through the program, then the rest of the family is able to benefit from it by the upgraded food plans and the upgraded support for nutritional support. And we're able to also tailor in other individuals, because as we're learning about someone's epigenetic needs within the family, then we also know and we're able to predict and support the other family members as there's a connection. So oftentimes there is a need, a nutritional need that needs to be upgraded for the parent as well as the children. And maybe it's like tailored according to what their specific epigenetics are. Are they methylating properly? Do they have NTHFR, CMT SNPs that could affect some of these building blocks? And we're able to create a tailored systematic like support system and supplement system exactly for that. So that's important.
Yes, it's cool to have it all rolled into one, because some people want to invest here and there and try to be targeted about it. And I think that's great if you're working with a good knowledge base. But again, at risk of using too many metaphors, if someone offered you a program on financial savviness and said, we're going to teach you how to invest in your retirement, we're going to teach you how to keep your savings account flush with an emergency fund, we're going to teach you how to make transactions in your checking account, and the whole while we're going to personalize it, you know, give you your own checkbook and teach you how to write those. That, I mean, that's a plan, instead of saying to someone, I want to save more money.
Right.
Well, it's more than that. It might be more than you ever thought, and it might be simpler than you thought, but it just takes a little bit of knowledge on a grand scale to get up to speed. And now you can pick and choose what you put into play, but at least you have the ability.
Yeah.
The capacity and the available knowledge to use it.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because going through this program, it's not just within the 6 months of the active care part or those 6 months wellness care part. So this year, it's a huge reset to your perspective. But it also, it plays a role in every decision you'll make about your health for your entire future. So it's like their timeline and their life is now upgraded. Everything from here on out, they're going to be fueling and feeding towards longevity and towards a health like instead of it being lifespan, it's like the health span. And so their health span is now at an upgraded level because every decision, they are now empowered in that decision-making process. So they know what's going to fuel and support the system. They know what are the specific things that their body is going to need. What is the nutrition that they can just stop wasting a lot of money on, where they're buying supplements that are unnecessary, and what are the ones that are most important for them that actually change the needle or actually affect and impact their system. They're able to have lifestyle factors where it's so simple, just doing certain types of movements or things that fuel the circadian rhythm and allow their bodies to be in the right type of just the way that they're functioning throughout the day. And they have these little checklists that they're able to make use of from then on. And it does have, it's like a systematic upgrade for their entire life and that of their children's lives too.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it. Well, so let's talk about some of our favorite things as far as what we've experienced within our own health journeys. And what are some of our favorite things in the Transcends program that we wish that we could have had within our own health, with chasing our health? We were also on that same hamster wheel that many of our clients have been on and experienced with their health journey. And so, like for example, in Transcend, I love the way that we've broken it down by each type of environmental toxin, how to do it in a very healthy way, how to clear it out in a healthy way, and then each biotoxin. What's the right sequence? Because that's one thing that I was getting wrong over and over and over again, is I would just take a lot of supplements, try to cleanse, try to clear toxins out, and still wouldn't get to the bottom of the biotoxin burden. Or I would still have issues with the communication signals, like maybe the neurotransmitters, I'd still have fatigue and tiredness and my adrenals were still exhausted. And it wasn't taking adaptogens and all these nutritional supplements to stimulate adrenals that would give me the energy. It wasn't drinking more coffee or Red Bull. That wasn't going to help. It was definitely going back down to that foundation of we have to clear the receptor sites so that our adrenals are able to correct themselves. And it's about making sure that we're going back to the foundations of very simply adopting the lifestyle approach that resets a circadian rhythm. And that's something that could have had profound impact on me throughout my all my years of pre-med and then the different types of doctorates and certifications and everything that I went through. It was exhausting the entire time and I was just struggling to get by and get through the days and get through the tests, and I made it, but I just wish that I had more options during that time. And I wish I had something like Transcend to give me that opportunity to cleanse myself and to clear out the toxins that were blocking those receptor sites, and then allow my neurotransmitters to start correcting and start communicating properly. So for your health journey, Chris, what are some things that could have been helped if you had a program like Transcend?
Simply put, I'd say that I was just burning out on appointments and meetings and running between multiple doctors. So I go to one doctor for lab tests. I go to another doctor for conventional checks. I was getting my nutritional information from books or online content. I was ordering supplements based on influencers and, you know, marketing and ads. I had no place. I mean, simply put, I had no place that had all of these things in one spot.
Yes.
To where they're working in lockstep. They're working mm-hmm. together, and there's a mm-hmm. plan in place instead of me. I've never been a healthcare administrator. I was trying to manage my own life, my own health. I'm making these appointments at random intervals, almost out of mm-hmm. panic. So there was no structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
Having that structure, having the lab test plan, the yes. pre and post to see, you know, what's your baseline? Like, what are we working on? Did we make progress? Having mm-hmm. a plan for that. That's more than a week or two.
Yes.
That's what I was missing. And that is specifically, again, simply put, is what Transcend would provide that I was missing massively in my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, okay. that's the best way I can put it. I was scrambled. I was all over the place.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That is so important that we have that organization and the structure for it. And we're able to provide support from that standpoint of we've walked the journey. We know what that's like. We know how difficult it is to be right in the middle of the health, chasing health and that health process of attempting to recover and restore health. And so we're able to support and guide where it takes that off of their plates. It takes that load and that burden, which can also contribute to keeping people sick whenever they're
Yeah, and on that note, on the burden or on guiding someone, the fact that the module set up for the current content in the Transcend program is 6 months long and you don't get access to the new content until the next month, that might drive some people insane. They're type A, they want to go, go, go. They want to read it all in a week and just be done. And like, I want to feel better. It takes time. Having someone put a governor on your ability to race forward and skip past up is actually beneficial here. I mean, of course, someone might be very well versed in one topic and they ask for access to the next module sooner than others. That's fine, but it's on a case by case basis. But telling people, like, it's going to take time to not only learn, but integrate this information. Mm-hmm. Having a program that does that for you, as frustrating as it may be early on to not have access to binge watch, you know, kind of attitude towards health. I think that's critical when it comes to burnout, type A, go, go, go. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to finish it yesterday type of stuff. It's a big part of it.
Yeah. We've had a couple of those race car drivers go right through very, very quickly. And we do offer, if they've watched the entire module, and we can see that the percentage of watch time, they've gone through everything, they've downloaded the resources and already done it, then we unlock the next module. So it's possible to get into the next part, just if people are very, very curious. But yeah, I think it is so important that we are building those layers and building those levels. And that's the reason why you're seeing such great benefits of participants that have gone through the program, because they're able to see the change, see the before and after, and they're able to also make sure that they're building those layers in the right way. Love it. Well, good. So let's plan on what we'll do is we'll have to talk about Transcend again in another podcast episode. And we can go on to a deeper dive into some of the main topics of what are very important and powerful types of the information that's coming through. And we'll have to make sure we dive into this in a little bit more detail at some point.
Yeah, and I just as an idea that I want to throw out there for anyone listening, I would love to have a Transcend call where we have a current participant on as a three-way call. I would like people to hear what it feels like from their perspective and not just us, you know, waxing poetic about how wonderful it is. I want people to hear from someone who's actually in it and actually getting benefit from it and what's surprising them and why some of the things we've mentioned are tangible, why clients and participants can notice that.
Yes, absolutely. That will be. We'll make it happen.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this conversation, Chris. I'm so glad that we dove into this, and I hope that our listeners have a wonderful rest of their day, and we'll talk soon.
Great.
See you on the next episode.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this entire episode. As a special offer to you, I'd like to extend an extra discount for a limited time only. We've already been running a special for the Black Friday sale. For the bronze level of the Transcend program, it drops it down by 60% to $4.99. For those of you who have stuck with us this entire episode, our special gift to you is for an extra $100 off of this level. So it'll be $399 for an entire year of a membership with us, where you'll get two group calls per month with me, Dr. Layla Doolittle. One of those group calls I'll be co-hosting with Chris Buchanan, our functional medicine health coach, who you just listened to on this episode. And we also have the entire program of Transcend and all of the ancillary programs for support for your health. And it is going to have an impact on not just your own life, but those around you, your family members around you. They deserve to have the best of you and for you to show up and be your most vibrant self. And to do that, it involves unlocking those root causes to your health concerns and truly unlocking a new level of you. So join us today. We're thrilled about this. And the special is only extended through December 2nd, 2024. So don't wait. send us an email, info@drlaylajoolittle.com, or you can send us a text, 469-759-9457, and let us know that you listened to this episode on the Resonant Life podcast, and we'll honor that special discount code. We look forward to you joining us in this revolution in your health journey. It's going to be incredible, and I'm so honored that you enjoy these episodes of the Resonant Life podcast and you stuck it up through this entire episode, and therefore I'm honoring you with a gift, and I look forward to you joining us. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Resonant Life podcast. I hope you found our discussion insightful and empowering. Before wrapping up, I want to invite you to explore our resources available through Resonance Wellness. Visit our website to access a wealth of free content, including downloadable guides, insightful articles, and practical tools designed to support your health journey. We also offer a variety of programs and courses that delve deeper into functional medicine, providing you with personalized strategies and expert guidance. If you are interested in learning how to integrate these insights into your own life, I encourage you to book a discovery call with me. Together, we will explore how functional medicine can help you achieve your wellness goals and live a life of optimal wellness. Visit drlaylajoolittle.com to download your free resources and schedule your call. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you on your journey to a more resonant and fulfilling life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Layla Doolittle, wishing you a day filled with resonance and vibrant well-being. See you in the next episode. Thank you.